This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Teresa and Edward Grama collection that I mentioned last week. And this is by Zepul Jazz, Gorki Wicza I Skoronskiego. There's my terrible Polish, doing an Artie Shaw tune called Mysterioso. We'll listen to a bit more of this and then we'll get into the show. Thanks for tuning in. Here's a pretty crazy, trippy song from Joe South.
Who's that fool looking back at you in the mirror of your mind? Could it be the one you see, the name you bought and signed?
Out. Oh, dla mnie. Jesteś gdzieś. Jesteś gdzieś.
Early rock and roll from Chironi Gitari. This is on a 7-inch four-song EP, and that song was called Nad Morzim, which translates to On the Sea. And I think when I was researching this song, it looks like it was also performed by another group, and the singer-songwriter who wrote that song in his previous group later joined Chironi Gitari and brought that song along with him. A really nice song, kind of Beatles-esque. Before that was a song by Jackie DeShannon, an original by her, a song called Find Me Love, which was recorded in 1966 and was the B-side to a single called Come On Down, which was on her next LP that came on 67, but they dipped back into the archive for the B-side there. Yeah, nice song. Little bit Motown-esque. And I started off the set there with a song by Joe South, a song called Mirror of Your Mind. Quite a lot of music there in 4+ minutes. Lots of different changes and moods in there and a crazy feedback freakout. Very cool. And Joe South, in addition to being a singer-songwriter, was also a studio guitarist. And I found on Wikipedia that he played guitar on a couple of Aretha Franklin records and also Simon and Garfunkel. That's pretty cool. All right, here's some more Polish music. And this one is a hard rock tune from Budka Solfera.
Thank you.
some dub reggae. So that was Joe Gibbs and the Professionals, or the Mighty Two, depending on which pressing you get. And that was a dub version of Bobby Melody's Ja Bring I Joy, called Joyful Dub. Yeah, nice song there. Before that was Hugo Montenegro with his version of the Godfather theme. I played a track from this LP maybe a month or two ago, and I thought I would get back to it and share that Godfather version with you. And I started off the set there with a song from Poland, some hard rock from Poland, from Budka Soflera. I said that I switched around the F and the L before. And here's some more terrible Polish. Memu Miastu Nado Widzinia, which translates to Goodbye to My City. And this came out on a compilation that I played a track from last week. It came out in 75, 76. And this song also appeared on their 1981 LP called Za Ostani Gross. I hope you enjoyed that. All right, now keeping with the soundtrack theme, I have a couple of interesting songs from 60s cartoon-related programs. So here's a song by Alan Hawkshaw that appeared in the 60s animated version of Spider-Man.
Thank you.
track from Neil Hefti and his orchestra and chorus, a song called Turkish Delight. And Neil Hefti is the person who composed the theme to Batman, the 60s TV version, not the 90s movies. And this was, a follow-up cash-in LP that he put together, referencing a lot of Batman stuff, but none of the music on this LP was ever used in the Batman series. And this came out in 1966, and that song was called Turkish Delight. I forgot to mention that. Pretty cool track. And I started off the set there with a song by Alan Hawkshaw from the UK, Library Music King. And that song was called Raver. It came out in 1967 on KPM 1015 called The Sound of Pop. And yeah, I found this on a pretty cool compilation called Spider Jazz. And this label has pulled all of the KPM library music that was used in the 60s Spider-Man animated show. Only from seasons 2 and 3. It seems like the first season they actually budgeted for some original music, and it looks like that music, the master tapes, are currently lost. But for the second and third seasons, they contracted a bunch of music from KPM Music Library to save a bit of cash. And very thankful for this compilation. Cool stuff. All right, let's get back to some dub reggae. Here's a song by Barrington Levy.
Thank you.
Love Unlimited, and that was the instrumental version of a song called Oh Love, Well We Finally Made It, and that one was called Yes We Finally Made It, from the LP called Under the Influence of Love Unlimited, and a project of Barry White. Yeah, very cool stuff. Always happy to find some more Love Unlimited and Love Unlimited Orchestra. And before that was a dub reggae song by Barrington Levy, the dub version of 21 Girls Salute, which came out in 1981. All right, I'll have some data for you shortly, but before that, let me do some shout-outs. We'll start with email this week. I heard from Richard in St. Albert, Alberta, catching up on a couple of reports from the last few weeks. Good to hear from you, Richard. Steve, W4OGM in Georgia, sending along a perfect decode. Very nice. For the first time, a listener from Quebec, Jean-Francois in Victoriaville, Quebec, who caught the show on 7780 on WRMI. Good to hear from you, Jean-Francois. And also on 7780, I heard from Fred in Virginia, who was able to decode the text from last week's show, but missed the image header. So that's unfortunate. But good to hear from you nonetheless, Fred. Let's go over to Twitter. I heard from a bunch of people on Twitter last week, people posting their decodes. Bobby in Morgan City, Louisiana, Jim W2DSX, and Jorge reporting from EL51FA grid location. Good to hear from you. Matt W0MDK in Denver, Colorado, posting a nice decode. Dana in Napa, California as well. Al in Northern Florida, and Jolly Roger Mania with a very nice decode and some analysis as well, especially on the Combs stereo. And speaking of Combs stereo, Zach in Alabama got a great decode, image decode last week, and had great results with the Combs stereo decoder that's been put together by Dazman. So if you're interested in comb decoding, please get in touch with me and I'll send along some more information. And Zach also pointed out that a couple of the other songs I played last week, most notably Groovin' by Rupert and the Rolling Coins, had some elements of Grazing in the Grass. And also the 1910 Fruit Gum Company song that I played that was reversed and re-reversed had elements of Howling Wolf's Spoonful. So that's the great thing about music. You never can know enough. So thanks for letting me know, Zach. That's super cool. A few more people on Twitter got in touch. I heard from Marcus in Costa Mesa listening on a PL880 radio. Good to hear from you, Marcus. JR's China blog out in Germany reporting a rough signal. Yeah, that's too bad. Hopefully it'll be better for you this week. I also heard from Nick, VE7NCD out in Vancouver, British Columbia, listening on a Yaesu FT3D handheld radio. That's amazing. I heard from Weeds Up To Me Knees, who also pointed out another compilation of Top of the Pops, that that covers record that I picked up from the UK. There's another volume that has a great cover of the song Death Disco, and it looks like that same LP has a Gary Newman cover on it. I want to hear that one. And he was a fan of the Rupert and the Rolling Coins song as well. I also heard from Jerry Hectic, who wanted to point out that Luther Vandross was the original singer on the Change song that I played last week, the cover from that Top of the Pops record there. So yeah, again, I hope to find an original Change LP at some point in the future. Hello to Strange Beacons. Thank you for putting the word out and sending out reminders to everyone on Twitter each week. Thank you very much. Also, hello to Kim Andrew Elliott at the Shortwave Radiogram, and also Tim Gaynor at Unique Radio, who has been rebroadcasting the show each week for people in Australia. However, the station is offline for the remainder of August and will hopefully be back in September as he is moving locations. So good luck with that, Tim. Let's finish up with shout-outs to the hfzone.org website and also Discord chat group. If you go to hfzone.org, there's lots of information and blogs about listening to Shortwave, and also a link to a Discord chat group. So hello to everyone in there, most notably Frigid, Master Player 30, Alex Rules 11, Zoe, and of course Dazman, who works a bunch to make this show sound great each week. and is also spending a lot of time developing the comb stereo decoding for getting stereo on shortwave. If you'd like to get in touch, I would very much love to hear from you. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. You can also catch me on Twitter. Very similar handle. This is a music show, but no W on the end. S-H-O is what you want. All right, so I'll have some data for you very shortly, but here's a track from a German gentleman who goes under the name of Oval. To clear out the cobwebs from your shortwave radio. That was Oval, or Oval, with a song called Octator 0.1. And this came out on the Rez soundtrack, a video game from 2001. But I don't think that song was actually used in the game. Another song from Oval was used in there. All right, I'll have some data for you now. And this is backed with a Bert Kampfert song called Sweet Maria, slowed down and echoed out. MFSK 64 text and image. Here you go. Thank you. digital text and image in MFSK 64. I would love to see your results if you are able to decode that. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com, or you can post your results over on Twitter and tag me in it. My handle on Twitter is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end, S-H-O. All right, I have one last song for you this week, and it is by Wendell Stewart and the Downbeaters, and it's a cover of the Beatles' Hey Jude. I hope you enjoy it. All right, this was a music show, episode number 78. I am your host. Thank you very much for joining me this week, and I hope you'll be back next week. Stay safe. See ya. Yeah.